Let's talk about one of the most magical parts of gardening, ordering seeds. It's more than shopping, it's a ritual. Crisp catalogs, snowy day musings, and dreams of vibrant gardens all come together as we choose what to grow. This isn't just about plants, it's about possibilities. So, my point is this: no matter how busy life gets, pump the brakes and stop. Take a day to reset. For me, I ditch the TV, grab a marker, and settle into my favorite chair with a stack of seed catalogs. Soon, my stress melts away as I start circling heirloom tomatoes, native, pollinator flowers, and quirky veggies, dreaming of what my garden could become. Where to get your seeds? Before we dive into seed types, let's talk about community connections. Seed swaps are one of the best ways to meet local gardeners, share knowledge, and score unique seeds that thrive in your region. Bonus? It's budget-friendly, and you'll leave inspired. Here are some local seed events to mark on your calendar. The Innisfil Seed Library. A great initiative. Imagine visiting your local library, not just for books, but for seeds, a small step toward growing something big. The Innisfil Seed Library offers a simple yet powerful cycle. Borrow seeds, grow your garden, and return seeds from your harvest to share with others. With a mission to distribute seeds, teach growing and saving skills, and foster a gardening community, this initiative connects neighbors through nature. A gentle reminder: take only what you can grow and leave plenty for others. What a brilliant model for other libraries to adopt, turning community spaces into hubs for growth, learning, and giving back. The Innisfil Seed Library is more than an idea, it's a seed of inspiration for communities everywhere. What's in a seed? Among the most important decisions every gardener makes is choosing between open-pollinated, hybrid, and heirloom seed varieties. Each has its own charm, depending on your gardening needs, interests, and values, so let's break it down. Open-pollinated seeds. How they work. Pollination happens naturally via insects, birds, wind, or even humans. What's special? Open-pollinated plants are genetically diverse, allowing them to adapt to your local conditions over time. Seed saving. As long as pollen doesn't mix between varieties of the same species, you can save true-to-type seeds year after year. Heirloom seeds. What they are. Heirlooms are open-pollinated varieties with a history of being passed down through families or communities, like a cherished piece of jewelry or furniture. Why they're unique. Not all open-pollinated plants are heirlooms, but every heirloom comes with a story. Companies like Seed Savers Exchange document these histories, preserving our gardening heritage. Atlas Obscura Photo. Hybrid seeds. How they work. Hybrids are created by crossing two different species or varieties, often labeled as F1. This controlled process breeds for specific traits like disease resistance or higher yields. The downside: while hybrids offer benefits like vigor and productivity, their seeds aren't stable. If you save seeds from hybrid plants, the next generation won't grow true to type or as robust. You'll need to buy new seeds each year. So, what should you choose? Hybrids. Great for high yields and specific traits, but not ideal for seed saving or biodiversity. Open pollinated. Perfect for sustainability and adaptability. Heirlooms. A gardener's time machine, connecting you to the stories and flavors of the past while conserving genetic diversity. By choosing open pollinated and heirloom seeds, you're not just planting a garden, you're preserving biodiversity and contributing to the legacy of unique plant varieties. Canva photo. When to start your seeds. Starting seeds indoors is a rewarding step toward a vibrant, flourishing garden. Growing from seed lets you nurture healthy, strong plants and save money in the process. The key is getting the timing just right. Seeds that are started too early can grow tall and leggy, while those started too late might not mature in time for planting, delaying your harvest. Different plants have different schedules, so knowing what each one needs is crucial. Most vegetables take 5 to 10 weeks from seed sowing to being ready for transplanting outdoors. broccoli, cabbage and head lettuce, around 10 weeks to reach their transplanting prime. Tomatoes, a quick 5 weeks will do the job. Corn, beans and pumpkins. These prefer to skip the indoor phase altogether. They thrive when sown directly into warm garden soil in early summer. Cool-loving plants. Hardy annuals like pansies, bachelor buttons and sweet peas can handle and even prefer cool spring weather. These can go out earlier than most. Warm weather plants. Vegetables like tomatoes and peppers, along with tender annuals, need frost-free conditions to thrive. Wait until all danger of frost has passed before planting these outside. Perfect germination conditions. Starting seeds indoors means creating an environment that mimics the perfect conditions for germination. Temperature. Most vegetables sprout best when soil temperatures are between 65 and 85 degrees Fahrenheit. A sunny spot or a heat mat can help. Moisture. Keep the soil moist, but not soggy. Consistent watering is key to ensuring seeds sprout successfully. Light. At least 8 hours of light per day. This helps prevent seedlings from growing tall and weak. Keep track of your progress. If you're growing a variety of plants, consider keeping notes on what works best. Write down germination rates, transplant success, and outdoor planting dates for each type of plant. Over time, these notes will become a valuable resource, helping you fine-tune your seed starting system for even better results. Homestead and chill photo. I always start with a bit of daydreaming. This is the part where I let my imagination run wild. Maybe this is the year I finally tackle growing artichokes, or I try a few edible flowers to jazz up my salads. I can't resist adding something totally new to my list. The thrill of trying something unexpected is simply irresistible. Here are some of my absolute favorites that I return to again and again. Ontario Seed Company, OSC. As Canada's largest packet seed company, OSC has been a cornerstone of Canadian gardening for over 125 years. This family-owned business has earned the trust of gardeners nationwide, offering a wide selection of high-quality seeds for vegetables, flowers and herbs. Richter's. This is where I go when I want to dive into the world of herbs and medicinal plants. Their selection is incredible. Everything from classics like lavender to lesser-known treasures like lemon verbena or stevia. If you're into herbal teas, tinctures or just a fragrant garden, this place is a must. William Dam Seeds. I've had great success with their seeds. Their butternut squash and turnips are staples in my garden. There's something so satisfying about pulling up perfect turnips or roasting a homegrown squash on a chilly evening. Plus, their catalog is full of other reliable vegetable and flower varieties. Vessi's Seeds. If I'm looking for variety, this is my go-to. They have such an extensive list of options, from flowers to vegetables, that it's almost impossible to choose. I've spent many hours flipping through their site and adding, and removing, things from my cart, because I want it all. Northern Wildflowers, Sudbury. I love that they focus on wildflowers and native plants. It's such a joy to plant things that belong here, support pollinators and thrive naturally. Their seed mixes are perfect for a low-maintenance, eco-friendly garden. Annapolis Seeds. This small, grassroots farm is a gem. They specialize in mainly open-pollinated varieties, and I've fallen in love with their incredible selection of hot and mild peppers. Whether it's a fiery chili or a sweet bell, their seeds always bring a vibrant splash to my garden. Wildflower Farm, Coldwater. This farm is renowned for its selection of organically grown, non-GMO, native North American wildflower seeds, as well as native grasses and wildflower seed mixes. And the best part of these companies is they're all Canadian. So, what's it going to be this year? Purple snap peas? A spicy heirloom pepper? Or maybe a quirky flower you've never seen before? Happy seed shopping, my friends! Monica Ricola is a certified landscape designer and horticulturist, passionate about gardening and sustainable living. As a budding homesteader and garden writer, she shares her love for recycling, repurposing, and birdwatching. Monica is dedicated to ecological gardening, aiming to balance our delicate ecosystem. Contact her at monica.ricola@gmail.com.